Taxation is theft.
Please, at least leave us alone in our living room.
My job is to find the truth.
Double the taxes.
I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value.
Triple the taxes.
This is an IRS agent's dream.
If you think that the Capitol will ever treat us fairly, you are lying to yourself.
Beautiful, lovely taxes.
Sorry, but I don't do taxes.
Did you see the memo about this?
The government is a greedy piglet.
Just leave us alone.
Do you know what Ralph just said?
The roads.
You boys like Mexico?
I'm as bad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore.
All right, I think we're live. What's up, guys? I'm skipping the intro because we're on kind of a. It's crazy right now, but we're live. We've got Chris Holbrook down in Minneapolis, he's live at one of the protests. And tell me, so earlier you were just telling me earlier that you were at one of the other protests that was a little bit more rowdy than this. What was going on over there?
Yeah, so right now I'm in downtown Minneapolis. We're in front of the Hennepin County Government Center right there. Monument to the gods, apparently. Demanding, this is a peaceful rally demanding that the Hennepin County DA, Mike Freeman, bring charges and arrest the four officers who killed George Floyd on Memorial Day.
Right, because this cop is basically, he's sitting in his house right now. He's got, I saw another stream from there. He's got, it looks like over 100 cops protecting his house.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, they wouldn't need to spend that much money on all those cops if they just stuck them in jail where anybody else would be.
Well, it's funny you say that because I brought that up earlier. If they put this guy behind bars, they might save a lot of buildings being burned down and people being hurt. I was at two rallies last night. One was in memory of George Floyd at 38th and Chicago Street in South Minneapolis, where he was killed. That rally was extremely peaceful. It was community members crying, singing, dancing, painting on the sidewalk, laying flowers, maybe 500 to 1,000 people at that. That's about 9 miles from my house in St. Paul. On the way to my house in St. Paul is the Third Precinct, which has been covered on the national news more than any other spot as the most local police station where they believe Derek Chauvin was based out of. So last night at that rally, it was supposed to be a peaceful gathering and it turned into thousands of people rioting, tear gas being fired from the police station into the crowd, rubber bullets being fired into the crowd, flash grenades. Then things got ugly from the protester standpoint with break-ins and looting into local businesses, buildings burned to the ground, over a dozen buildings burned to the ground. You probably saw some of that on TV last night. Now today, I live in St. Paul. Again, I'm 9 miles away from downtown Minneapolis here. My house, about 8 blocks away, there's a Target, one of these super Targets. And being under house arrest, quarantine, lockdown here in Minnesota, still working from home, I hear the occasional gunshot in my neighborhood. There were a lot of gunshots going off earlier in the day. Started getting notes from my neighbors about the Target being looted and ransacked. So I went over, I just took a walk over, and I was on my Facebook live feed earlier, and suddenly thousands of people are in the parking lot over there, again, turning it into a riot, breaking into storefronts, stealing property, damaging property, which has nothing to do with the memory of George Floyd. It's really disappointing. But you also have to realize, like Martin Luther King says, riots don't come out of thin air. They come over, you know, they stem from decades and centuries of injustice and institutional racism, right, which we have here in the Twin Cities with our brutal, unaccountable police force. More so, we believe, without reprimand than nearly anywhere else.
Right. And this is always, you know, this always comes out when, you know, someone gets real good footage of somebody who's apparently absolutely innocent. Whenever there's like, you know, accusations of criminal charges and all these other things or missing videotapes, you know, we don't see this type of reaction. which is, I don't want to say it's a shame, but it's interesting because we know this is happening so much more than when it becomes this obvious as this case was. There's just so many other cases that they're able to bury so well. But so you said you were at the protest yesterday at the police department, and I saw some footage from that, where the police were firing tear gas. I did see another one, which I think was somewhere else, where they were, you know, throwing rocks at the police cars and smashing the windows. But you said the one that you were at the police station started out more peaceful, and then it started turning into tear gas and all this other stuff. From your perspective, who fired the first shot? Was it, you know, were the cops throwing stuff, or was it the people?
Oh, God, Dan, that's a great question. I think in situations like what devolved last night, it usually starts with antagonizers in the crowd. Just like they say, not all police are bad. There's just a few bad apples. It's the same thing with any body of people, including protesters. 99% of them are good. A couple percent are bad. When things get dark and the good people go home, more bad people come out. So from what I witnessed, as dusk was happening, more of the people sit, you know, and determined to create chaos and damage were coming out. There's now, what's happening today, every box store in the Twin Cities is shut down. Like if you go to a Menards, it's got piles of plywood in front of the front door. Everything's closed. There have been at least 6 Targets, Cub Foods, that's a grocery store here, closed, including the one at my house. We're seeing an element, we believe, most of us who live here, that is outside of the scope of the natural uprising of injustice from our local community. There's some national, it feels national, movement. There's something organized here, and the police have essentially lost control. And I don't know how long this is going to go. I have a feeling it's reminiscent of what happened in L.A. with Rodney King in the 80s or whenever that was. This goes on for days and weeks. I don't see a near immediate end.
And that, I mean, I was in L.A. when that happened, and I remember, you know, on TV seeing all these other cities that started to riot alongside that. But it was the same thing. It was, you know, people were upset about what happened, but then the government was also refusing. I mean, at least in that case, they tried to charge the police officers, and they were, they got a not guilty verdict, whatever sense that makes. But in this particular case, and in so many other cases, they haven't even charged them. They're not even under arrest. They're from all of our perspective, they're not even under investigation at this point. I did see the mayor of Minneapolis said, you know, kind of what you were saying, that this is like something that happened over, you know, 400 years of disrespect towards their entire race. And you know, he sounded kind of apologetic for that, but at the same time, it's like, okay, that's wonderful that you're saying all this, but where are the charges? What are you doing about it?
You hit the nail on the head. It's great. And you know, as a fellow libertarian, politicians use instances like this to promote themselves, that they care. It's a platform for them to make a flowery speech. And then two things change, Jack and shit. He's been mayor for 3 years. He ran on a platform of changing the corruption of the Minneapolis Police Department, who is brutally racist. They have been for decades. Chief Arredondo came in, who's been in that department for 30 years. Nothing has changed. Obviously, look what just happened this week. This happens repetitively. You saw what happened a year or two ago with Justine DeMond, Marcus Golden, Thurman Blevins. All these things, it's not like there's fewer of them happening. There's more of them happening. And to your point, you said earlier, because these things are finally being caught on film by people, they're indisputable. The county attorney says he's investigating the situation. Well, what the hell's there to investigate? It was pretty obvious. We saw a white cop choke out a black man on the ground, handcuffed to death. What is there to investigate? If you did that, if I did that, if anyone else did that, we'd be in jail right now. This guy's sitting in his home because of the strength of the police unions here, which is a major problem, which Jacob Fry and Chief Arredondo have not corrected.
Absolutely. So what's going on behind you out there? It sounds like someone's talking on a megaphone. What kind of things are they saying?
Yeah, well, it's hard for me to pay attention because I'm talking to you right now. But my friend Michelle Gross, she runs Communities United Against Police Brutality. It's a local organization who has been leading events like this for years, bringing awareness to the people, the brutality and corruption. Now, I heard there was going to be a press conference this afternoon with Mike Freeman and Nikema Levy Armstrong. She's a friend leader of, she's a Black Lives Matter, an NAACP lawyer, a local civil rights figure. I know they're there now. There's supposed to be an announcement. So maybe something is happening. Maybe some pressure is happening. There was an announcement by us, which we endorse this position of bring charges. It's great they fired these cops. That's step one. Step two is get their asses in jail. Bring the charges now. Now. And the National Libertarian Party echoed our sentiment today. We appreciate that. Every organization that's not a government organization is echoing this. And you're even seeing some government officials grandstand at this point saying the same thing. So that's what this rally is for. That's what this rally is about.
Awesome. Yeah, that's that was good to see that they fired them, because you're right. It's usually, you know, oh, they're going to be on paid administrative leave until we can review, you know, whatever. And it's like that's not how normal people are treated. You know, if they come to a bar and they see you and a buddy just having a fist fight, and you guys say, hey, you know what, we're cool, nobody needs to be arrested, they're going to arrest everybody, and then they're going to do their investigation after that and determine whether or not to file charges. So yeah, there is absolutely that double standard, thin blue line stuff going on there.
Yeah.
But it's,
yeah, you know, and the history again, you know, not to, well, hate the phrase, beat a dead horse. 145 people have been killed in Minnesota by police officers. There's been one conviction, and that was the black officer who killed a white woman last year. Wow. Otherwise, every other one has been dismissed, not guilty. One closest to my house in St. Paul that really affected me was Philando Castile. That was about a mile and a half from my house. And after seeing those videos and to think that officer, Yanez, got zero jail time, it's unfathomable. That's not right. And that's what authoritarian government of made up of two parties exclusively flipping things back and forth as a distraction that they're fixing problems. That's a result of what you get. And that's what people like you and I speak out against.
Yeah, absolutely. And I see a lot of discussions going on now about, you know, what's the right solution. Some people are saying personal liability insurance, which I say that's a terrible idea because we're still the ones paying for it. And then, you know, the other thing is to give us the power to bring criminal charges against somebody when the government refuses to. I think that's, you know, they're supposed to be working for us. If it is truly a republic as the Constitution has defined it, we should be able to go to them and say, hey, we want you to do this, file charges against this guy, and they should do their jobs and do what we tell them to do. But of course it just doesn't work like that. So I think I personally think something in place to give us that power to make them act on that would be good. We also see a lot of people are saying the FBI is involved. There was one guy who broke the first window at, I think, one of the Targets. He had a hammer and gas mask and everything, and they said, you know, they started asking him questions. He punched a woman and ran, and then ended up going into the police station. I haven't been able to verify any of that, but there's pictures, there's some video and some other stuff. So you know, we always hear stories about agent provocateurs that are kind of inciting this sort of thing. And you know, if you're sitting in the police station and you've got an angry crowd outside, that's a, you know, not to say it's a good thing, but that's a real good way to draw them away from you.
Yeah, I don't know if the thing you just said is true, but it's funny because someone else sent me what they call photographic evidence and proof, and I witnessed the same thing happening last night when Minnehaha Liquors got looted across from the 3rd Precinct Police Department. The first person who broke the window and rallied the crowd then ran back across the street into the police station. Again, that's speculation. I don't have proof. I'm not making that accusation. But the fact that you brought up a similar instance that you've heard does make you wonder. Regarding solutions, you hit on some key ones. I don't know that there is a magic bullet solution. Citizen involvement, like you said, they report to us. They're supposed to protect and serve us. I do support liability insurance. This city here in Minneapolis paid out $20 million in one claim last year. My city in St. Paul paid out $4 million in the last 2 years. Who's paying for that? I am. Those are my taxes. So they should have professional liability insurance, just like I have car insurance to drive a car. Furthermore,
right, my only defense against that argument is that, you know, where's the insurance company going to come up with that $4 million? They're going to have to charge a pretty big premium to be able to cover that.
Tough shit. You know what? Well, it's better than losing a life. And maybe it keeps some of these dirty cops with brutal histories unemployed. That's the real goal of it.
Right.
Yeah, but no, that's what I'm saying. There's no solution, but we need some changes. Busting down these police unions who, again, you pointed it out, paid leave at home after someone dies in your custody. Paid leave at home. How about someone dies in your custody, you sit in jail until the investigation's over with no pay, like you or I would do?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe they should turn this one guy over to this crowd or one of them other crowds. Set an example.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not going for violence against him, but there are solutions to problems, and nothing ever changes, and people are sick of it. Sick of it. And this is a fascinating epicenter in the great white north to have such a demonstration of a racial problem. And honestly, getting white people pissed off and getting them out to change things needs to happen, because their silence is acceptance.
Right. What's the what does the racial diversity look like at the protest that you're at now?
It's about, wow, the crowd's really grown since I walked over here. I would guess it's about half and half. It's about 50-50. Take a look around here. I'll try to expand.
Yeah, it's starting to grow. It's good to see that there's a mix out there, because it is, I think that shows that, you know, this, when we see these crimes that, you know, of course we immediately jump to whether or not it's racist just based on the color of the people involved, but whether or not it is, these types of demonstrations with that kind of diversity, I think, is a good show to say that, you know, whatever happened, we have the support of the people to say this was absolutely wrong and we need a solution to this. And it's not just, you know, people of one color supporting it. So I think that's really awesome.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I don't want to hold you away from the protest. I know you're there to see what's going on. Is there anything else you think we should know? If you know any misinformation that you've seen going around, or anything that anyone can do to kind of help what's going on there?
The only thing I would say is stay active, make phone calls, show up at events like this. I published the phone number to the office of Hennepin County DA Mike Freeman. Most of us did. It's on LPMN news release and the National Libertarian Party news release Facebook page. That's what people can do right now, is make a call. Stupid online petitions don't do jack. You right. Got to contact them and make your voices heard in large quantities.
Okay, cool. I'm gonna go check that number out, and I'm gonna go make a call right now. Anybody watching, I definitely recommend you do the same. You know, this is how we have to put pressure directly on these people who are gonna make this decision, you know, let them know that we care enough to at least make the phone call, and they better care enough, if they care about their jobs, to do something about it. Awesome. All right. Well, thanks for giving us the update, Chris. Definitely would love to have you back on to get another update or talk some more. For now, get back to that, see what's going on, and you know, let us know.
All right, will do, Dan. Thanks for the chat. You got my number. Live free, brother. Taxation is theft.
Damn right it is. All right, I'll see you later. Thanks again.
All right, yep.
Taxation is theft.
Please, at least leave us alone in our living room.
My job is to find the truth.
Double the taxes.
I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value.
Triple the taxes.
This is an IRS agent's dream.
If you think that the Capitol will ever treat us fairly, you are lying to yourself.
Beautiful, lovely taxes.
Sorry, but I don't do taxes.
Did you see the memo about this?
The government is a greedy piglet.
Just leave us alone.
Do you know what Ralph just said?
Roads.
You boys like Mexico?